Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Max, who has about $40,000 tied up in precious metals and wants to know if he should be selling some of that off and investing some of that money instead. And also is going to be talking about his YouTube channel, where he talks about the hobby of buying and selling and collecting rare and old coins. So let's bring him on the show and see what's going on. So Max, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I figure I can tell you a little bit about myself, tell you why I'm here. My name is Max, and I have a couple different businesses. I think I'd be described in general as a hustler since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing right now is I have two businesses, and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on both. One of which is a small rental car company. That's my main startup. I have a rental car company that caters to Uber drivers in Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Jack's Automotive, and I run that with my business partner, Julius Bryant. Mm-hmm. And my second business is I have a side hustle that I've been doing since I was in college, where I buy and sell precious metals, gold and silver, and rare coins. And that has sort of shifted in addition into the YouTube channel that I made about that topic called Silver Picker.
I used to collect old coins too. Like old, like US. I was really into like the whole like numismatic coins and stuff like that. So it's a fun hobby.
Absolutely. It was a dying hobby for a long time, but with the advent of YouTube, believe it or not, a lot of young people have started getting back into collecting coins. Because there's so much content out there, including mine.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. So what's the question?
So I have a couple of questions sort of about how transitioning into a YouTuber with a business. I kind of have a question about what do you owe your audience in terms of authenticity when you are combining something in the edutainment space, meaning how much educational versus how much entertainment? And the reason I ask specifically is because I went into this YouTube thing as a very gung-ho person wanting to educate people about coin collecting, about precious metals investing, buying and selling gold and silver, hustling, etc. But I find that more views and more people are interested in the purely entertainment side, where I sort of show off the purchases that I've made.
Yes.
And I'm curious to hear how you'd recommend balancing that.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start this off with a plug for my program down below. It's called the YouTube Creator Academy, where I go over all of this stuff. And as a special bonus for this video, if you guys want, what are we going to do today? You know what? How's $150 off? I'll put a link down below in the description. So for anyone watching this who wants $150 off this this program, because I go over all of this. And that's a really, really, really good question. I have found this. I mean, a lot of people say, including on this channel too, a lot of people say that they want something that is highly educational, and they want something a little bit more in-depth, that's maybe a little bit more nuanced. And you make videos like that, and the reality is that not a lot of people will watch it. And people watch the content that is very easy to digest, that is more so for entertainment. So I have personally done my best to try to blend the two and make it like, you know, a normally boring topic as entertaining as possible. But I think what you'll find is that, and you know what, and this is one of the things too I mentioned in the program. I'm just going to be fully shameless here and just mention this program in the description link below. I think it was Ryan Scribner. So I'll give credit to Ryan Scribner for this one. Was mentioning something like the average intelligence of someone watching a YouTube video is that of the fifth grade level. And I'm not saying that of people watching this channel, obviously, because this channel, we're different here. We're focused on finance. We're focused on the bigger picture. But when you get to a very large audience, you'll find that people want really easily digestible content that is just entertaining, and that they could just basically watch for 10 minutes, zone out, have something memorable, and then move on. I would say, from my own experience, people want 70-75% entertainment, 25-30% education. So, and it, but it also depends too how big you want to grow. Like, here's the thing: if you want a small audience who's going to be highly educated and really into everything that you do, like everything, make it educational. If you made your videos 80% educational, you're going to get a smaller audience, but that audience is going to be like genius level. Like, you're going to get, but you're going to limit your growth by doing that. Because you're not going to appeal to a mass audience. And that's one of the things that I realized very early on. In if really the first 6 months of me making YouTube videos, I made very specific, you know, educational content focused mainly around real estate as an agent and a real estate investor. And then I started realizing, like, wait a second, there's only so much I can grow from doing this before I have to start getting into personal finance and the aspects of just making money in general, regardless of whether or not it's in real estate. And then I realized, like, wait a second, people do want education too. So I'm trying to take these topics that are normally a little bit complex and just make it fun. So I really focus mostly for myself at this point on entertainment, but I need to interweave education. Otherwise, my content is just without substance. So I definitely try to find a balance between the two, but definitely if you want to grow entertainment, there's no other choice. People will say otherwise, but you know, the numbers really show that entertainment first will get you better results in terms of growth.
Gotcha. I think that even just listening to you and saying that, you know, you put in a couple pearls of wisdom, it sounds like, in each of these entertaining videos, I think that sounds like good advice in general. If I can leave my viewers with one or two key things to remember from the entertaining video that they can then apply to their own business, their own hustles, et cetera, especially within the coin and precious metals world, sounds like that would be kind of a win-win.
It would be. It would be. Like here's the thing. You know, let's take this example. For all of you non-coin collectors out there, there's a penny. It's a 1909 SVDB penny. And this is like the penny to get, okay? Now, if you said something like, you know, I got a 1909 SVDB penny as a title, only coin collectors would know what that is and would care. But if you said, if you held up a thumbnail of a penny and you said this penny is worth $20,000 or why this penny is worth $20,000, everyone's going to want to click on it because you're going to be like, wait a second, why is the penny worth 20 grand? What's going on? So you have to come at it from the perspective of like, what would your non-audience want to see? And when I say non-audience, I mean people who have never heard of you before, who have no idea about coin collecting. Mm-hmm. What would they want to know? If you were to get a total stranger excited about it, What would they want?
Interesting. Well, first of all, for all of your viewers that are watching you, I can vouch and say, as a numismatist myself, I can say, Graham, actually, you really do know your stuff if you know about the 1909 BDBS.
Of course. Oh,
so yeah. It sounds like you really did have some experience with coins, which is great.
Oh yeah.
And I guess that leads to another question I have: does it really make sense to keep all this money tied up in gold and silver, even though I care about gold and silver and coins? Or should I sell it or sell off a portion of that position and invest in the stock market, put more money into my own business, et cetera?
Good question. I mean, how much money do you have tied up in that?
Around $40,000.
$40,000! You know, here, I know I'm going to get flamed on this. I know there's gold bugs. We call them gold bugs. It's these people that just believe that our entire society is going to collapse, the dollar is going to go into oblivion, and everyone's going to be trading with gold. I think my honest thought to that is that if that were to ever happen and our society collapses and the dollar is no more, I don't think people are going to be caring that much about gold. They're going to care about, you know, ammo. They're going to care about, like, food and water and shelter. That's what people are really going to care about. And I think that is going to be the currency, not so much gold. Because I don't see gold as having that big of a market. I really don't. You know, I get that it's a sign of wealth and I get that it's rare. Kind of rare. But anyway, all I'm going to say is this. I personally believe that there's no sense tying up that much money in gold. I don't see the purpose of it. I think it's totally fine. You want to keep 5% of your portfolio in precious metals, by all means, if that makes you sleep at night. I just don't get the point of it. I think you would do much better overall long-term investing that money.
you know, based on your reaction, it sounds like you think 40K in precious metals seems too much. And I guess I'll ask you a more pointed question. What would you invest it in if you were to convert, say, 75% of that into something else?
But you said, I don't know if it's too much. Do you have a few million dollars? Then if, in that case, 40 grand is nothing. If you have like a few hundred thousand, then I think 40,000 is too much. How much money do you have?
Say it again.
How much money do you have? Let's do ASMR.
Well, that's a pointed question.
ASMR.
I'd say that my net worth, I'd say, is about $500,000.
Okay. So 10%. Okay. You know what? I see no problem. If it's $500,000, you have 40 grand. I would sell off half. Again, it's just me, not financial advice. Keep 20. Keep 20, sell 20. 20%, I would just do the 3-fund portfolio for you. I mean, that seems like the best thing. Just do a broad index fund between US-based stocks, international stocks, and bonds, and just hold that over the next, 30 years. I mean, that's probably what I would do. You know, but again, it also depends on what you believe the value of gold is going to be, or precious metals, because certainly I have no doubt that if we do see a big recession, that the price of gold will be going up, and that would be the time to probably sell it. But I mean, I see no problem in you selling half and keeping half. But again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I, along with I'm sure your million plus viewers, value your opinion. So I certainly appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Excellent. I think I can handle that.
Cool. Well, sounds good, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, really appreciate you taking the time. Really enjoy the show, and can't wait to keep watching you.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to destroy the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, add me on Instagram. Posts are pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, if you guys want 2 free stocks, use the link down below in the description. Webull is giving you 2 free stocks. One of those is going to be valued up to $1,000. So if you guys want 2 free stocks, you may as well just go and get them, deposit $100 and enjoy it. So anyway, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.